It is 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, May 5th, 2021, in the May meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians. It's called to order. Do a roll call. Dale Nively present. Suzanne Coleman. Someone's talking in the background. Sherry Mays.
Present.
Eileen Pettit.
Present.
Is there anybody else that just joined?
Yes,
Deb Wright.
Deb?
I'm sorry.
Hey, Deb.
Hi.
Deb Wright.
Jim Morris has joined, too, just to be here if you need any answers to questions.
Yep. Don't think we have anything, Jim, but thanks for joining.
I understand.
Also present, we have Executive Director Megan Darien and the best assistant attorney general in the state, Scott Donnelly. Now it's on tape, Scott.
I second that.
Why, thank you.
Now I'm getting jealous.
Okay. Declaration of conflicts of interest. I hear none. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from the April meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes as written from our April 7th teleconference board meeting.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes as written. Since there are only four of us that were here on that meeting, we'll do a roll call of the four that were present on that meeting. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Present, or aye. Sorry.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
And Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
And Deb wasn't on the call, so she couldn't approve the minutes, but I'm sure she'd love to. So,
yes.
Minutes are approved. Terry?
Terry Brown's here.
Okay. You were on the call, so you've got a vote here. Go. Do you approve the minutes?
Aye.
Thank you. So that's been approved by all five that were present at the last meeting, so that those minutes are approved. Agency Operation Director's Report.
The U.S. Federal Food and Administration, FDA. Office of Criminal Investigations related to Paradise Valley Smoke Shop and Cigar. Selling contact lenses would inform the board once the process is completed.
Okay.
Okay. And sunset review?
The board is in process of responding to the performance audit and sunset review of 6 months follow-up report.
Okay, and rule review?
The rule committee has virtually met twice for a comprehensive review of Arizona dispensing opticians rules related to auditor's recommendation.
And digitizing the applications?
And the rule, actually the process of digitizing license applications prior to licensing has started.
We're going to be in the 21st century, huh?
Definitely. We are getting
there. Okay, let's move on to number five, applications for licensure, 5A.
Okay, this is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the applications for licensed opticians from Atwet, Nguyen, Kyle, John, Jude, is that Lee?
Yes.
Nicole, yep. Summers?
Yep.
This is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the applications for license for the three applicants. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman,
aye.
Sherry Mays,
aye.
Eileen Pettit,
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
And Deb Bright?
Aye.
Welcome to the three new licensed opticians in Arizona. Move on to 5B, application for establishment license.
And this is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we accept the application for establishment license for Super Vista North America, Inc., doing business as Berlin.com, iTest Try Go, and Lindsay Marketplace in Mesa.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the application for establishment license. Any discussion? Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nively at aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
And Deb Bright?
Aye.
The application is approved. Future meeting dates, we've got our schedule for the next meeting will be in June, then we won't have one in July. Future agenda items, as anything might come up, I don't know if we had moved anything forward. I think we already covered what we had.
Mm-hmm.
So call to the public. Jim, thank you for attending. I appreciate it. And I think we are just about ready to call this thing to an end. And hopefully, Eileen, your phone's still working.
I'm still here.
Okay. It is 10:37 a.m. and this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you all.
Oh.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Sure.